It is time for Kaleidoscope on a Friday morning. It's the last Friday of the month, and that means we get to talk with Jamie Frank, superintendent at Windham Area Schools. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Doing well.
Thank you for coming in.
You are welcome.
We've got sunshine. It's going to be decent today.
Hey, we'll take it.
I was driving by the school yesterday, and the tractors were hard at work.
Yes, our spring sports are in full swing. They are practicing every day.
I just can't believe how fast the school year's going.
It does feel like this one has gone especially fast, doesn't it?
But you've been busy. There is a lot that we need to get to today.
Yes, it's always busy at school, but yeah. We do have some, I brought some topics for us to talk about today.
Well, and this one is an interesting one. We're going to start with the 7-period day, and that one kind of came up. I didn't even realize there was a lot of discussion going on, but tell us why a 7-period day is a good thing.
Yeah, so we've been on an 8-period a day for quite some time, and there were just a few things that we were struggling with. One was transportation. Our buses were really full. Another one was how do we build an intervention block into a middle school period? So that was another one of our struggles. And then the third one was just access to teachers after school, because the way we're currently set up, the high school and middle school dismiss at 3:15, and the teachers are gone by 3:45. That's their contract time. And so in order for students to have access to teachers for reteaching and those sorts of things, retesting maybe,
Or just talking to them
and saying, hey, I do not understand what we did in math today. Can you please help me? There's just not a lot of time to do that right now after school. So we've been researching this for about 2 years, actually, and learned that the majority of high schools use a 7-period a day. And what that does is it allows you to have each class period a little bit longer. Okay, and so then that will allow us time for a little bit of reteaching, some intervention, those sorts of things.
So how much different? What are we talking about for length of class?
It'll be about 5 minutes extra on every class period, which doesn't sound like much. But when you're teaching and you get to keep the kids for 5 more minutes, that matters.
The difference is, okay, that's today's lesson, see you tomorrow. Or, okay, that's today's lesson, are there any questions?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly it. Yep, time for closure.
Now, is that going to be a hardship for students as far as now I'm not going to be able to take as many electives?
We have it all.
Things like that?
Yeah, no, it is going to be just fine for that. Our electives are going to be on a rotation. They've always been on a rotation. We did not have to cut out any electives at all. What ends up happening is by the time students are seniors, they have most of their credits done. And so that senior year ends up being a little bit of a fluff year in that they're taking, a principal's hour, a TA hour, maybe a work release, those kinds of things. Those sorts of things will probably not fit in their schedule, or not all three at least. Maybe they'll get a principal's hour. It'll really be good. It'll streamline things, and it also really will help with the transportation situation that we have, because we're going to be able to release middle school and high school students at 2:50, whereas elementary students do not release until 3:10. So what we're going to do is make a loop and take our middle school students home, at 2:50, and then come back to school and pick up the elementary students. So that will really help with not having
space.
Space on the bus. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, one other thing I want to ask you about this is I know in the news Laura was talking about the credit hours. Does this affect credit? You had mentioned most of the time by the time they're seniors they got all the credits they need anyway, but the dropping for somebody on the outside, when you hear, we're cutting down the number of credit hours they need, it seems like we're making it easier to graduate.
Yeah, that's not really the case. So the state of Minnesota requires 21 credits for graduation, and we were at 26 credits.
Okay.
So we were exceeding, and a credit is a full year's course, or a full, okay, you know, a year's worth of a course. So we decreased it by 2 credits, I believe, which still puts us far above the state's requirements.
Right. Okay. So. Okay. And the reason for that?
Well, just the reason we decreased, is that what you're asking? Just because, you know, before they had, there was 8 periods in a day, and so they...
So it is kind of tied to moving the 7 period. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Anything else we need to mention about that?
No. I mean, I think it'll be really good for... teacher common collaboration time after school as well, because they'll have almost an hour. The middle high school will dismiss at 2:50 every day, so that, you know, we're not doing an early release on Wednesdays. It'll just be the same every single
day.
So that helps our courses as well, because they'll have 50 minutes for every single class every single day.
Well, and the constant. The mm-hmm. structure makes a difference.
The routine, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the Soaring Eagles Daycare. This has been, it just kind of seems like it was kind of starting to snowball, kind of starting to take off, and it seems like here in the last month, it just has really took off.
Yes.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Yeah. But there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. I kind of don't know where to start, and which is why I gave you the short answer. Yes. Yes, it has really taken off. First of all, the Wyndham's Way Forward group has been working with First Children's Finance. First Children's Finance is a consulting group that supports rural districts in getting daycares off the ground. And so they most recently worked with Laverne. I think most people have heard that Laverne opened up a daycare center for 200 kiddos, right? They remodeled a business building, and that's been a really big project in our region too. So First Children's Finance typically takes 9 months to go through their program. You know, it's education about number of slots that were short, and you've probably heard that number. Mm-hmm. I believe it's 236 daycare slots short just in Wyndham,
which is a crazy number, but that's one of the things this is addressing.
Yes, absolutely. So we know, I mean, you can just feel it. Our employers in town can tell you that they're unable to hire because daycare is not available,
right,
or they've hired people and then they've had to resign because daycare is not available. That's happened at the school. That's happened at the hospital. You know, it's often that happens. And so the daycare situation is a crisis. It's preventing us from moving forward as a city. So when this group of Wyndham Way Forward's committee members decided that daycare is the first thing we need to tackle, we were pretty serious about that. So we received a quote, you know, that it would take about $200,000 to remodel some rooms up at Highland to make them compatible with the regulations for a child care center. So that's been our target. We've been trying to raise $200,000. We've currently raised $133,000 in grants and donations.
Which is great, but we still got a ways to go.
We have $67,000 to go. So we have different grants that are submitted right now. For example, we have a grant to deed that Sonia Wilt, our EDA director, just submitted late last week. And that one's for $100,000. So clearly that would just take care of this.
Right.
You know, as you look at the rubric, it looks like we fit it to the T, but, you know, we won't know until they review the grants and get back to us. But, you know, in addition to that, we have other grants that are in too. So we're just waiting. We're confident we're going to be able to get to $200,000.
Which is great news. Now, but you're not sitting and waiting. Things have already started on the building too.
So that was our concern. When you're working with a school building, you want to be able to do your construction in the summer, okay? Because that building has preschoolers in it, 9 months of the year. We want to be able to do the construction in the summer when there's no one in that building. And so as this group was talking about it, the idea came up, well, maybe the city would just do just cover that $75,000 for now and do a zero interest loan. And so they did that. The EDA recommended it to the council, and the council approved it unanimously. And so we have $75,000 in a no interest loan just to get us through while we continue to raise funds. But we're confident with the grants that we have in that we'll be able to get to $200,000. So in the meantime, we've been working with an architectural firm. The building plans are done. They've been submitted to the state for review so that we can stay on target, because our goal is to have the daycare up and running by September 1st of this year.
Wow. That's pretty aggressive.
It is.
And it appears to be very doable.
Yep. The timeline is all worked out, and unless we run into a major hiccup, that will be the case.
Very good. That's great news. And what's that mean? So tell us again as far as space for kids.
Sure. So we're looking at the Highland Early Learning Center, the former Highland Elementary School. So right now we have four preschool rooms in the east wing of that school. And there's four more rooms that two of them are being used for ECFE, and then two of them are being used. One is kind of a library storage room area, and the other one is like an OT area. So those two rooms will turn into preschool age daycare rooms.
Okay.
And then there's two north rooms. I think one used to be the library way back when, and maybe a kindergarten room. So those two rooms will turn into a toddler room and a infant room.
Okay.
So four rooms. And then they'll be able to use the cafeteria and the gym and the playground. And it's really the perfect situation.
It really is. Now, are there more rooms that as we go long term down the road, are we going to be able to expand?
So as far as additional rooms go, we have Head Start up there that we lease space to. The SEED program through Greater Minnesota is up there. And our Adventure Club program.
Okay.
So between all of those programs, the space is now...
It's pretty full.
...been taken.
Okay.
So room to expand would require an addition. But okay. I think we agreed that we just need to get started.
Right.
Let's get started.
Gotta get it going.
And let's handle phase two when phase two comes along.
Yes. Yeah. And that's going to be a few days down the road. Yes. Hopefully. All right. So what else do we need to update today?
All right. There will be a sign-up sheet. It'll actually be a Google form coming out soon on the district's Facebook and website if you would like to reserve a spot at the Soaring Eagles Daycare for your infant, toddler, or preschool age student. You can hold a spot there. So watch for that. I have it ready to go. I just need to get it posted. So,
and is that going to be a first come first serve, or is it more of a based on need, or
it'll be first come first serve?
Okay, very good. So people definitely need to watch for that coming out.
Yes, absolutely. And there are some efficiencies with the preschool rooms being in the preschool center, right? Because then they can walk down the hall and go to Bridges and walk back to the daycare room. So it'll be really
nice. It's a perfect situation. It really is.
It really is. No more, trying to, who's going to take off work at 11 o'clock to go get the preschool student, and yada yada. So there are definitely some efficiencies. This will work out really nicely.
Very good. All right.
Disney trip.
You going on a trip?
I am not.
Ah, bummer.
I know. Our juniors and seniors are at Disney right now.
Oh, they're there now.
They are.
Okay.
Yes, they flew out on oh, what day was it? Tuesday, I think. Okay. Flew out Tuesday, and they'll be home on Sunday.
So they had to fight all the traffic at the airport.
Well, Kevin did.
coming home should be better, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So what are they doing down there?
So they perform in Disney.
How cool is that?
It is great. If you haven't seen the video on the Facebook page, go ahead and look up, you know, Windham Area Schools on Facebook, and you'll be able to watch our band perform. I believe our choir performs today. And it's just a great outdoor venue, you know, on stage and great sound system. And so it's an awesome experience for our band and choir.
Well, and that's, you know, now this, is this every other year?
Trip. Every other year for our juniors and seniors, yes.
But it's a memory that they will never, I mean, I remember my band trips, and that was, well, it was more than last year ago. but they are, you know, it's a memory for them that they'll never forget.
Yes. We hope that it's a great experience for them, and from the sounds of it, it is. You know, I get little reports now and then because my daughter is in band.
Okay,
and
sure.
So they are having a great time, so it's quite the deal.
Ah, very cool. All right. Anything else we need to mention today?
That's all I have for you, Steve.
That is a lot. A lot going on. And as we mentioned when we started, spring sports are hitting the ground running.
They are, yes. So, in a softball, baseball, or track event. It'll be fun.
Yes, definitely. And the weather's good, so it's the perfect time. All right, Jamie Frank, superintendent at Windham Area Schools, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.